Welcome to Triple Threat with Tay. I'm your host, Taylor Phillips. I'm a Jesus lover, wife, author, business owner, and dog mom. My heart behind this podcast is to have conversations that benefit the whole person, spirit, soul, and body. I believe that God has designed us to thrive in every area of our lives, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Each of these conversations is centered around one of those topics, from spiritual growth to mental health to parenting, running a business, and everything in between. I appreciate you joining me today, and if you enjoy an episode, don't forget to leave a review and share with a friend. If you're interested in monthly support to help keep this podcast going, there's an option for that located at the end of every episode. Let's get started. So in today's episode of Triple Threat with Tay, I have with me Melissa Hunt, who is a brand new published magazine. How would you say that? Are you an author? Because you're an author. I mean, you've wrote stuff in your magazine. Are you like, what is the technical term for that?
Well, my technical position within the magazine would be editor-in-chief.
There you go.
So that I kind of oversee the whole scope of the project. However, I am an author within the magazine.
Okay. So see, you guys can tell that I'm a book author, not associated with magazines, because I'm like, what is that technically called? Anyway, so I have with me Melissa Hunt. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. I would love for you to just tell about yourself. Let the audience get to know you. Who are you?
Well, Taylor, thank you so much for having me. I am extremely excited to be here and really honored to be invited to be a part of your podcast. So thank you. Thank you. I am Melissa Lynn Hunt, and I'm going to just give you the rundown. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I am 40 years old. I am married to Jason. We have been married for 14 years, together for 17. We have two wonderful children, Noah, who's 11, and Lucas, who is 5. And I am the only girl in my house. Our dog is a boy. Our fish is a boy. So it is fun because I am the queen of the house. I get treated like a princess, and I get loved on all the time. So it is wonderful. I grew up a dancer. I was raised in a competitive dancing world and loved every minute of it. I went to college to be an elementary education teacher and ended up teaching kindergarten for 6 years, which was so magical and lovely. And then I left teaching to start a photography career at the same time that we started our family. So I have been a small business owner for 11 years now, and almost 12, and it's such a blessing. I really enjoy owning my own business. It's given me the creative freedom to live out just this calling that I feel inside me. So it started with building the photography business, then it turned into mentoring and educating high school girls. Mm. Then it turned into mentoring and educating middle school girls. Now we have a mom's group that started. And of course, as you mentioned at the beginning, we have the magazine.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your magazine. How did that come about? Like what was kind of the story leading up to it? And just kind of that middle and then a little bit of the end. So the whole story, basically.
All right. I got you. Well, this project, first and foremost, you must know, this is 100% God. Mm-hmm. I'm not in this. Mm-hmm. I'm not in this at all. This is the first time in my life that I can say with certainty that this is all God, mm-hmm. that I have released all control. I mean, despite the moments of some lack of patience and a little stress, honestly and truly, he is leading the way. So with that said, I'd been thinking of different creative ideas for extending the brand. It's called the Genuine Brand, and doing something outside of the photography and the mentoring. And I've always felt this strong urge to keep people connected to the things that we loved before technology. Mm-hmm. And in the age bracket I am in, technology didn't really become part of my life until I was in college. And so I know I know how good life was before we had the digital, before we had the cell phones in our hands all the time. And one of those things that we used to really covet was a magazine. And so I had it on my heart that I wanted to start this project among many other projects. Honestly, there were several that I just had kind of drafted on notebook paper, and I couldn't decide what to do. And I was praying to God to give me direction. And Taylor, the most amazing thing happened. I went to bed on one particular night and had the most incredible dream. God took me through this, I don't know how to tell it in the short version, took me through this city, and I came out and I had three different paths to take. Again, this is the short version. I had three different paths to take, and I couldn't decide which path to take. And I was really nervous and anxious about which one to choose. In the end, I choose this third path, and I run down this path not thinking that I'm going to get out to the other side of it. And I do. I come out on the other side, and again, just skipping through a lot of details, but I come out on the other side, and I believe that the person I come out with is Jesus. And I had this like overwhelming peace that came over me when I got on the other side of this path. And anyway, again, leaving out a lot of details, I woke up in just tears, and I went to my husband and I said, God gave me the answer. He told me to just pick one, just pick a path. Doesn't matter what you pick, you will be walking with me. And so that moment I said, okay, I'm going to move forward with the magazine. Cause I just felt really passionate and excited about that project between all of them. And, I just started dreaming. I just started dreaming of what the magazine would be about. And this first issue took about a year and a half to put together. And I spent many times at the beach praying and journaling and talking to God. And the concept for the first issue, which is peace, that's the theme in the magazine, that was brought to me by a conversation I had with God in a rocking chair on the front porch, beachfront. And I started journaling what that meant to me. And he just downloaded words. And then I came home and then started developing from there and finding people that I knew. So a lot of, actually, I'd say all of the authors in this first issue are people that I know personally. So I knew their stories. I knew that they had a testimony to share and something that was worth listening to. And so I reached out to them, and the issue just, it fell into place.
You know, I love that. And I also love the dream that you shared, because so many times we get so caught up in the fear of choosing the wrong thing. And it's just one of those things that, you know, and this is kind of the premise also behind Training Ground a little bit, is just addressing the heart motivation, because I feel like that is the main core of any of our decision, is why are we pursuing what we're pursuing? Because when we have those so many decisions, when we have those creative ideas, and we're like, well, what are we supposed to do? What if I choose wrong? What if I do wrong? It's like, okay, well, let's like snap back to reality, you know, here for a second, because we're probably going to miss it. We're probably going to fail. It's just going to happen. But when our hearts are to glorify the Father, when our hearts are to be partnered with Him in every aspect, it's like, how can we make the mistake of moving wrong? Like we just really can't. I mean, you know, so I love that you shared that, of that He was just like, just pick, because you're going to be with me, you know? And that speaks to me personally right now in a season that I'm in. She's like, it's okay. Like, you know, dealing with just different pivots and things that we choose and the life we go through. Just it's how important it is to be so rooted in Him. And so, you know, and the whole aspect of a magazine, my mom raised us girls with as much of her generation in mind as she could. So it was like such a connection with the people around us. And I mean, bike riding for hours in the summer. I mean, 8 a.m. in the morning to 5 p.m. in the afternoon, swimming in the middle, magazines, music, going to restaurants and putting coins in the jukebox. You know what I mean? It's just, it was so crazy. So I love that your heart is to just really connect people back to that, because I mean, we still have magazines on our coffee tables, you know, and our favorite magazines to connect with. So what has been your favorite part of seeing Genuine come to fruition?
That it actually is resonating with people. You know, there was this fear, you know, because a lot of things that I wrote for the magazine were written many months before it came out, right? So, you know, I got in this headspace where these were old stories to me, and would they be, you know, timely enough? And, you know, would people connect? And the most beautiful thing for me and the affirmation that God gave me were the messages following the release of it of women saying, it was like you were speaking to me. And that was all I needed to hear. I was crying in the grocery store one evening when I got one particular message, because, you know, you pour so much of your heart into it. I mean, this is a very personal, passionate, meaningful thing, you know, like I'm sure you could know when you're writing your books, right? You're pouring everything you've got into it, and to know that it really did help someone, or give someone, fulfill them in some way. It's beautiful.
It is. As just a creator, a business owner, a creator, a writer, an author, like you get so in the trenches with your own words that you kind of get tired of them. And like you said, numb to them yourself. So when I remember my responses when people were reading this, like, this is so good. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to discount like somebody having an, you know, being impacted by it, but I'm like, listen, I've been literally living this for years, wondering if this is ever going to happen. So why did you choose peace as the theme of your first issue?
So that was what he brought to me when I was at the beach. I asked him, I just sat back and closed my eyes and I thought, okay, what do you want me to write about? Because, you know, I just had a million ideas of what I would love to write about, but I really wanted to know what he wanted me to write about. And as words were coming to me, I was writing them in my journal, and probably like the fifth or sixth word was peace. Mm-hmm. And after I wrote that word, I went, I feel connected to that. Mm-hmm. I felt like, you know, because we were coming out of the pandemic, and we were coming out of a heightened political atmosphere, and things were heavy, and peace just hit me like, yes, mm-hmm. us women, we need peace. Mm-hmm. We need peace from 500 different directions and all different kind of, you know, in all different kind of ways. And so I thought, yes, I want to use this magazine to deliver peace back into the homes of all of these women.
Yeah. So walk us through a little bit of what the magazine is. I've got my copy and I love it so much. Let me just like preface this by saying that this is like the Christian version of Good Housekeeping. Like it's one of those magazines that you just love having on your table because it's got so much just, I don't even know. I'm going to let you share what's in it. Don't cry. but I'm serious. It's just fun.
It is surreal to hear people compare my magazine to some really reputable magazines that are out there. I mean, I've been inspired by magazines and just other things in the photography world. So this magazine is a culmination of, you know, so many that have come before me and have showed me their creativity. But I wanted this magazine to impact all five senses. So I wanted it to feel good. I wanted it to look good. I wanted you to be able to hear God when you were reading it. Visually, I wanted it to be pleasing. I wanted it to bring this comfort that, you know, you feel like you can sit back and kind of get lost in it. It's not a long read by any means. You could read it in one sitting.
Exactly. <Nailed it.
laughs> you know, so to hear the feedback from some moms who are like, I just sat back and thought I was just going to read an article and ended up reading the whole thing because it was that good. And it just took you kind of like on this like really simple and beautiful adventure. It's the most beautiful thing to hear. But I start off with just sharing my heart and why I felt called to write the magazine and what I feel called to do as a woman of God. And so that's the kind of like the lead article in this. The title is We Are Called, and it's kind of just my call to women, my empowerment little article that just says, listen, we can do it and we can do it with Christ. And so I'm really proud of that piece and again, 100% God's words. I went on a writing trip for 2 days. I went to the beach with my mother-in-law and I said, okay, God, I'm writing my pieces for this magazine, bring me the words. And he delivered. So I'm really proud to be able to share what he wanted to be shared through that. And then I've got several testimonies from moms that are in there about their way of achieving peace in their home and in their work life, and how they get that through God. One of my favorite sections is Wise Beyond Their Years, where I get to feature two girls who are not moms. They are college age girls who are extremely wise beyond their years and wanted them to share their testimonies with the world. I'm a huge proponent of learning from everyone at all ages, and that we just need to take time to listen to each other and connect in that way. And we'd be surprised what we can learn from people that are half of our age, you know? Yeah. So that section's really important to me. I have a section in there that's called Young Advisors. And that's where my sweet Noah James, my oldest, gives advice for how you should find peace and contributed his own little artwork. And then I have one of my other, you know what? I think I'm saying everything is my favorite, but that's the truth. Everything's my favorite. So this is the next favorite thing in the magazine that is a journal activity. And so I wanted to inspire moms to actually write in the magazine and discover what peace means to them. But then I also included a second copy of that same page so that moms could sit down with their husbands or their children or everyone and document what peace means to them as a family or as individuals, and then try to actually attain those things in their lives. So I wanted to make the magazine interactive, and I'm really proud of how that turned out. And then just how to hear God, how to cultivate a relationship with him. I think I wanted, mainly to speak to the women who haven't been saved yet or have trouble hearing God or feel some disconnect, because being saved is so new to me as well. So it's, I'm very aware, it's still fresh in my mind of what it was like to not be fully connected to him. So I wanted to make sure I included that in the magazine for anyone else who might've been in the same boat that I was.
Yeah. Well, you've got a couple of other things in there that I absolutely love, the little twist to it. And it's the recipes and like the gardening and the design. Am I giving it all away? Seriously, you guys have got to go order this magazine, because like I said, we probably all have coffee tables or something where our magazines go, or our favorite spot in the room. We've got our books, and this is not a magazine like you just throw over there. It's not one of those like flimsy papered magazines. Like, it's literally matte, and I don't know, like the census thing, like I picked it up, I'm like, this is awesome, I love this so much. But yes, like, you, I don't, just take my word for it, okay? Go order this magazine, because there's so many devotionals, there's testimonies, there's interactive, there's inspiration for design, there's making your house your home, you know. I can't even, you guys, just seriously take my word for it. So do you have any other issues coming out?
I do. So this is a seasonal magazine. We are set to launch a new issue with the change of each season. So the summer issue comes out in May, and then the fall issue will be in August, and then the winter issue will be in November. And we celebrate the shift of the seasons. God knew what he was doing when he created seasons. Our bodies shift, our mind shifts, rhythms change. And so it was really important to address that in each issue. And so I'm currently in design for the summer issue. It's beautiful. Just wanted to tell you, I'm very excited about that. And so, yeah, I'm right in the middle of that one. And the other really crazy thing is, like I said earlier, I had a year and a half to put out the peace issue. I have like 3 months to get out the summer issue. So that's been very interesting. And I've relied on God. Everyone kept telling me, God will deliver, God will deliver. I'm like, oh, he's going to have to work fast. Because it took me a year and a half for the first one, but he's delivering. It's beautiful. I'm very excited about it.
So the whole theme of peace is really coming into play here in this season.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And the summer issues theme, I guess I could give it out. It's freedom. we'll explore freedom from all different angles. We even have an Army veteran in there who talks about what freedom means to him. And he lost both of his legs in service. And so that's a touching article. And then we also celebrate Mother's Day because this issue will be out during Mother's Day. So lots of Mother's Day tributes.
That's awesome. Like, that's giving me just like little goosebumps. I'm so excited. I just love it so much. Okay. Is there anything else about the magazine, just your heart behind the magazine, the connection with women that you just really want them to know, within reading this, purchasing it, thinking about it, all the things?
Yeah. I think that the main point that I would want to convey about this magazine in general is that, and I've already mentioned it earlier before, but God is in every piece of this. I have fully removed myself from this. And so when I'm designing, when I'm creating, I am being led by Him, and I am avoiding all of the human tendencies that I have to kind of take control or, highlight something that is not of Him. You know, it's just, it's really truly a God project, and that's important to me. It's really, really important to me. And again, experiencing it with all five senses is really important to me. And so if you are to get this issue, I would really recommend that you cozy up in a quiet space and you sit with it in that way versus maybe trying to experience it while you're doing all the things, when you've got kids on your hip and you're trying to cook breakfast and do laundry and, you know, whatever it might be. Like, really just sit with this magazine and enjoy it for what it is.
So where can they get this current issue of Genuine?
So I'm in North Carolina, and the issue is for sale at a couple stores here in North Carolina, but you are welcome to use the link, which I can give to you, Taylor, if anyone wants to order it, and we will ship it directly to you.
Yep. Awesome. I'll put that in the show notes. What is a way that you battle for truth when it comes to standing and really walking in your identity in Christ?
One of the biggest battles for me, especially since I have a business and I'm plugged into social media, is letting culture and society get in the way of my relationship with the Lord. Society and culture, they're loud. They are very loud, and they are mainstream. It is what many people look to for their advice and for their guidance. And that easily can deter me from walking in my identity through Him. It can easily get me off track, especially if I'm having a moment of self-doubt and I'm on social media. It'll just infiltrate. It'll take advantage of that weak spot. And so for me, it's about having the self-control and knowing what my purpose is when I'm on a platform like Instagram or Facebook, and knowing what my purpose is there, and knowing that before I go and I walk into that platform, that I know why I'm doing it and why Christ has called me to maybe share something or interact with people, you know, because I love it. And thankfully, I do know a time before it. So I think that helps with my self-control, but it can definitely get in the way of being true to myself and what He's called me to be.
Mm-hmm. So what does walking in your identity as God's child mean to you?
100%. It starts with knowing that I am complete already. Mm-hmm. I'm exactly who I'm supposed to be, where I'm supposed to be in this moment of time. He has called me to this moment of time, and all of the years before and all of the years that are to come, they are His ordained time for me. And for me, it means remembering that, constantly remembering that that is the truth, remembering that He loves me for who I am.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I don't have, I don't have to change. I don't have to put on any kind of front for him. I don't have to try to fit in with him. I already belong. Mm-hmm. I belong and I'm valued. And the other thing that it means to me is that I don't have to, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't have to perform. Mm-hmm. I don't have to put on a show. Mm-hmm. I just get to be who I am, comfortable, calm, relaxed, knowing that, you know, Taylor, when I'm interacting with you, that I'm here in this space because he gave me this space, mm-hmm. and that I'm just here to share the goodness of what he's done for me and what I know he will continue to do for me, and just be relaxed in that, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so good. And it's so true. Man, I could just like that whole performance thing. I could just send it for like the next hour and a half. But Melissa, how can our listeners connect with you?
We're like, all right. So next episode, we'll be talking about performance.
Yes. We're serious.
Okay. So how can people find me? Well, the best thing to do is to first go to Instagram and just find me by my name, Melissa Lynn Hunt. And then from there, you can find all the other things that I do through my Genuine Teams with my high school and middle schoolers, my photography, the magazine, the moms group, all of that you can find once you get to my Instagram.
Yep. And I will put all of that in the show notes. Melissa, thank you so, so much for joining me, sharing your heart behind Genuine, moms, wives, sisters, grandparents, everybody. Go order this magazine and put it on your calendar to order a copy for this special woman in your life for Mother's Day and even after Mother's Day too. So thank you again so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Taylor. It was an absolute honor to speak with you.
Yeah, absolutely.